Today is Saturday, July 18th. Good evening for WRCL News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thied. Richland Center's Planning Commission is scheduled to convene on Wednesday to address two significant agenda items: the proposed conveyance of city-owned property at 929 West Seminary Street to Lydia's House Ministries, and a proposed amendment to the municipal code concerning electronic message center signs on public property. Regarding the Seminary Street property, the city aims to finalize the transfer of the site, which has been utilized by Lydia's House Ministries for transitional housing since 2014. The property has a long history of residential service use dating back to the 1980s, and staff have indicated that the transitional housing operation qualifies as a legal non-conforming use, meaning no additional zoning changes are required. The Plan Commission must now provide the formal consideration and report to the Common Council to fulfill the referral requirement for the change of use of public grounds. The Commission will also review a proposed ordinance amendment to Chapter 485, which seeks to authorize the installation of electronic message center signs on public property. Currently, the city code lacks a clear authorization for these types of signs in residential zoning districts, creating a regulatory hurdle for the Brewer Public Library, which is interested in installing a sign similar to the one already operating at the Richland Center Community Center. The proposed amendment would permit one electronic message center sign per lot on public property owned by the city, county, state, federal government, school districts, or public libraries. To mitigate concerns, the ordinance establishes strict performance standards, including an aggregated area cap of 75 square feet, 12-foot high limit, specific luminance restrictions, and a 50-foot buffer from residential dwellings. Furthermore, signs in residential districts would be required to power down their electronic displays between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Authorities are investigating a single-engine aircraft crash that occurred at the Iowa County Airport on Friday morning. The incident, reported via 911 at 11:45 a.m., took place in the town of Mineral Point shortly after the plane's departure. A preliminary investigation revealed that the aircraft began experiencing mechanical issues almost immediately after takeoff. The pilot, identified as 77-year-old Robert Michael Bunn of Salina, Kansas, attempted to return to the airport for an emergency landing. However, the aircraft crashed onto the east-west runway during the maneuver. Mr. Bunn, who was the sole occupant of the plane, was able to exit the wreckage independently. He was evaluated at the scene by emergency medical services and the crew of UW MedFlight Med 2. Remarkably, the pilot sustained no injuries and did not require hospital transport. While the airport was temporarily closed to secure the scene, the north-south runway has since reopened for operations. The east-west runway remains closed as the Federal Aviation Administration continues to investigate into the cause of the mechanical failure, and Larry Service and Towing works to remove the aircraft. Sheriff Michael Peterson expressed his gratitude to the Mineral Point Fire Department, EMS, Police Department, airport staff, and the UW MedFlight crew for their coordinated and rapid response to the emergency. Sauk County Sheriff Field Services Captain Matt Birch reports that on Thursday at about 3:07, the Sauk County Dispatch Center was notified of an airplane off the runway just north of the Baraboo Dells Airport. Sauk County deputies, along with the Dells, Delton EMS, and Delton Fire, responded to the scene. Upon arrival, the plane was found in a yard to the north of North Reedsburg Road. The pilot, who was the lone occupant, was extricated from the plane and transported to the hospital by Dells Delton EMS with serious injuries. The pilot was identified as a 70-year-old male from South Dakota. The FAA and the NTSB were contacted and later responded to the scene to investigate the cause of the crash. This investigation is ongoing. Grant County Sheriff's Office reports Wednesday a 14-year-old girl was reported missing from Riverside Campground in Muscadet after an extensive search by the Grant County Sheriff's Office and the Muscadet Fire Department. The juvenile was located approximately 2 hours later east of the campground and reunited with her family. In a separate incident on Thursday, a 38-year-old Dubuque man, Zachary Carr, was arrested following an attempted vehicle theft at a residence on Eagle Point Road in Jamestown Township. Deputies discovered Carr had crashed a BMW into a gate before attempting to steal a Lexus at the property. Carr was apprehended while walking on Sandy Hook Road and faces charges including theft of a motor vehicle, operating while under the influence, criminal damage to property, and trespassing. Later that same day, a two-vehicle crash occurred at the intersection of Highway 3561 and 129 in South Lancaster Township. The collision involved a vehicle driven by 74-year-old Sheila Vella and one driven by 41-year-old Cody Marnes. The investigation determined Vella turned into the path of Marnes, causing the crash. Marnes was evaluated at the scene, while Vella was transported to Grant Regional Healthcare for care. Vella received a citation for failure to yield the right-of-way. BOAS Fun Days is being held tonight and tomorrow at BOAS Community Park. This evening, Southwest Pullers gets underway at 6. Donnie Razek will perform at 8, and there will also be fireworks. Gene Nix is the president of the Village of BOAS.
We actually got a company up by Appleton that's coming down to put on our fireworks for us. We want everybody to be safe, so these people, they're licensed to do this. We'll still put on the great show that we always do for BOAS Fun Days. I mean, it's phenomenal. And so we're going to be doing that about 10 o'clock. We'll shut down the lights so everybody can enjoy watching the fireworks go off. So it's kind of like 250-year celebration for our country.
Tomorrow morning at 11, the Mill Creek Saddle Club will perform and a delicious chicken barbecue will be served. There will also be softball tournaments, face painting, bounce houses for the kids, a 50-50 raffle, and more. Bring the whole family enjoy BOAS Fun Days today and tomorrow at BOAS Community Park. Please no carry-ins at the event. You can find more information on the Village of BOAS website and on the BOAS Fun Days Facebook page. The 78th annual Casanova celebration continues through tomorrow at Casanova Memorial Park. Tonight, Gem City Sideshow takes the stage at 8, and there will be a fireworks show at dusk. Sunday, the parade starts at 11. Following the parade, the popular Casanova German band will perform. Maggie Lansinger is an organizer of the event.
They are a community favorite. There's a reason they travel so far and so wide, but by golly, do we love having them at Casanova, too. And they practice on Wednesday nights in Cas, so if you ever need a pick-me-up on a Wednesday night, you can walk through downtown and hear them.
Also, after the parade, there will be a car and camper show and a chicken or smoked pork dinner. Other Sunday activities include a flamingo race at noon, a kinchi pedal pull will be at 1, and the Cas Reds will take on the Lodi Reds, and Home Talent League action at 2. There will also be free bounce houses, a scavenger hunt, a raffle, food, refreshments, and more at the Casanova Celebration tonight and tomorrow at Casanova Memorial Park. You can find more information on the Casanova Celebration Facebook page.